What if a safeguard's only job is to keep the other safeguards from being removed, to fix them in place so the next administration can't undo them? And what if that protection is being undone right now? The last series ended on a safeguard being stripped, Schedule F, which removed job protections from career civil servants. This episode is about the armor designed to prevent exactly that, the protections that protect the other protections. One of them held for 90 years. It's now in front of the Supreme Court. Start with the softer layer, the revolving door rules. They're meant to slow capture. You can't move straight from regulating an industry to lobbying your old office for it. A lifetime ban on the same matter, cooling off periods of a year or two, and the current administration added a 5-year lobbying ban. Then the harder layer, for cause removal. In 1935, in Humphrey's Exeter, the Supreme Court held that Congress can make the head of an independent agency removable only for cause, not simply for disagreeing with the president. It came out of Franklin Roosevelt trying to remove an FTC commissioner who was blocking the New Deal. There's a third layer that gets less attention: funding. An agency the president can starve isn't really independent, so some regulators are funded outside the annual budget fight. In 2024, the Supreme Court upheld that arrangement for the Consumer Finance Bureau. Insulated staff, insulated money. So what's the problem with locking the safeguards down? Two things. Each lock is counter-majoritarian. It restricts the officials voters just elected. And no government can fully bind the next one. Whatever one administration secures, a later one can work to undo with the same tools. And that's not hypothetical. In March 2025, the president removed an FTC commissioner who, by statute, was protected. By December, the Supreme Court appeared ready to overturn Humphrey's Exeter entirely, one justice calling the 90-year-old rule poorly reasoned. The protection meant to be hard to remove is being removed. Here's the structural issue. This is the safeguard built to protect all the others, to make the key protections difficult to undo. And it shows why none of these fixes are permanent. You can't build a lock the future can't open, because the future inherits the same tools you used. Every entrenchment is written in rules a later majority can rewrite. The protection that guards the protections is just one more rule, held, in the end, by the same people it's meant to restrain. So the armor held for 90 years, and that's not nothing. 3 generations of agency independence resting on a single clause in a statute. But 90 years is also the point. It had a limit, and the protection that's supposedly hard to remove is being removed by the power it was meant to check. If no protection is permanent and every safeguard becomes a power of its own, is there any stable answer at all? That's where the series ends.